The president of Mexico says he's doing what he can to stem the surge of migrants flowing north, but he says he will not be inhumane to desperate people. This is in reaction to President Trump's threat of tariffs on Mexican imports unless more is done to stop illegal immigration. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador got right to the point in his regular 7 a.m. weekly press conference. "We are fulfilling our migration responsibilities," López Obrador told reporters.
"No nos hemos quedado con los brazos cruzados." Es decir,
"We're not just standing around with our arms crossed. We have not ignored this painful issue," he said. "A situation that wouldn't happen if justice existed in the world and there wasn't so much poverty and inequality," he added. López Obrador, who campaigned for office by pledging to bring jobs and opportunities to the disenfranchised, insists the way to stop people from migrating is to tackle the root cause of that exodus. He says he will not violate anyone's human rights or be authoritarian, but he says it is wrong to say Mexico is not doing anything. Mexico has detained and deported tens of thousands of Central Americans during his administration. The latest figures released by Mexico's Immigration Institute shows that nearly 53,000 migrants were deported in the first 5 months of this year. That's a nearly 20% increase over last year's figures. But while Mexico may be apprehending up to 20,000 a month, nearly 100,000 migrants are being caught each month lately at the U.S. southwest border, according to Customs and Border Patrol figures. Clearly, many migrants are passing through Mexico. Carlos Heredia, an international relations expert at CIDE, a Mexico City university, says that's because the destination for most migrants, especially those from Central America, is the U.S. That's despite promises by López Obrador to give them humanitarian visas and jobs.
They don't want to stay in Mexico. They want to go to the United States because that's where most of their families are, and that's a place where they can save money, not in Mexico.
He says Mexico can't fix the problems of poverty and violence in their home countries either. And it's not just migrants from Central America who are now traveling through Mexico. Africans, Cubans, and Haitians have been arriving in large numbers lately. This has put a strain on the Mexican Immigration Institute's long underfunded and ill-equipped workforce, says Alejandra Hope, a Mexican security analyst.
"Its personnel is not necessarily deployed where it's needed. It's not necessarily trained to handle such a big number of people coming through the borders."
And he adds Mexico has other priorities for its limited resources, like fighting drug trafficking, organized crime, and halting a record-setting homicide rate. Controlling the surge of migrants headed to the U.S. is not at the top of López Obrador's list these days, he says.
"The U.S. does not have the resources to stop this. What makes them think that Mexico does have the resources?"
As Mexico grapples with its security troubles, the threats by President Trump do little to help cooperation agreements and commitments between the U.S. and Mexico in other areas like counterterrorism and drug trafficking, says Roberta Jacobson, a former U.S. ambassador to Mexico.
"It throws an element of confusion into the relationship that I think makes it very difficult to carry out the policies of cooperation that many in the U.S. government want to continue trying to do."
López Obrador sent his foreign minister to Washington to show the Trump administration officials that Mexico is doing its part to stop migration. When asked if he had a plan B, López Obrador says, "Let's just wait a few days and see what happens." Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.